Hello, my name is Lindsay Fonacher. My hometown is Simi Valley, California, which is located in the outskirts of Los Angeles. I went to Notre Dame High School, which is a private high school in Sherman Oaks. I ran cross country all 4 years of high school, and I was the captain of my varsity team my junior and senior year. I was also very involved in Girl Scouts ever since fifth grade. I enjoyed selling Girl Scout cookies a lot. I have to admit, it's one of my favorite things to do in Girl Scouts. I also was a very competitive figure skater for 6 years. Yes, Michelle Kwan is my idol, no matter what anyone says about her not winning the gold in any of the Olympics she competed in. As for right now, my major is currently physical therapy, which is under kinesiology, but I'm stuck in between becoming an athletic trainer and a physical therapist. But I'm hoping my internship with the pediatric physical therapy clinic I'm volunteering hours at right now will help me decide what field of kinesiology to go into. My internship is something I thoroughly enjoy. As for physics, honestly, I'm taking physics mainly because I need it for my major. But I'm quite glad that I'm taking physics in a way, compared to the rest of classes I've taken at State so far. This one class has made me think the most out of all of them. At times, I believe it's made me think too much about a single problem, thus giving me migraine at times. Despite its downfalls, taking physics has given me a good insight into the world. I totally look at the world from a different point of view now. For the most part, when I look at objects, I start to think of things like velocity, acceleration, weight, forces, and gravity. It is like I'm looking at the universe with a deeper understanding, so I believe that I will benefit a lot from taking this class. As for the problem-solving method that Tony seems to put so much emphasis on, I believe the purpose of it is to help solve problems. And I think it's helped a lot. Because at the beginning of the class, I had problems knowing where to start with the problem. But then I decided to look at the problem-solving method in the book. I read it, I understood it, and then soon I applied it to my next homework assignment. And surprisingly, it did help out a lot. Thanks, Tony. The more I looked at problems, the less I was confused about how to approach a problem. Soon enough, I was becoming more confident with the skills that I have learned from so far from taking physics. And it's helped me help my group understand our problems more. On the topic of college in general, I love going down to college in San Diego. It is so different than life back at home, but I do have to admit, I miss my home also. So I guess I'm stuck in the middle of deciding which place I like more. Well, down here, the weather is so much better at home. But it's the people and the experiences I've had at home that balances things out. Most things down here are really laid back compared to house. Ooh. I really laid back compared to my ways back at home besides my job at Woodstocks. As for what I expect out of college, I obviously expect a good college education just like everyone else. I expect to exceed in all my classes and to make it into a good medical school, hopefully something like UCLA or USC. But I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed right now. So hopefully, one day, I will own my own private physical therapy clinic, hopefully for children. Because, I don't know, a physical therapy clinic for old people, just not my thing. Or someday, I'm gonna be an athletic trainer for some famous athlete. You never know, maybe the San Diego Chargers will need me when I graduate from med school. And hopefully the Dodgers, or maybe the Mets. You never know where I'm gonna end up.
Yeah, Dodgers.
All in all, I just wanna make it somewhere in life, and hopefully, by taking physics and all the other classes they offer at State, I'll make it. As for physics again, my favorite part about physics so far has probably been this previous chapter about forces. Now, when I sit down and look at my TV, I just go, look, it's staying down because of the weight and the natural force are contradicting each other. Before, I just look at it and be like, okay, the TV just sits there, but I don't know why. I never really thought about it in a deeper way, so technically, I've become smarter. But I enjoyed all the other parts, like acceleration and friction. It's cool to know why your car goes so fast and how it's able to stop and how to figure out how long it takes you to get on the freeway and stuff like that. So, I guess that's cool. It kind of bores my family when I tell them about it, but I don't mind as long as I'm learning and getting a good grade in class. That's all that matters to me.